From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker is announcing a raft of new gun control measures. This comes in response to the brutal slaying of three college-bound black teens last week. For more, we've got Andrew Meyer, an anchor and reporter for member station WBGO in Newark. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So let's start with the press conference. What's on the mayor's agenda?
Well, it seems that they're going to be building on an announcement made yesterday by the governor and the attorney general, where they announced that for the very first time, a state is going to have access to the ATF, that's Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms database, in terms of tracking gun crimes going after gun dealers who are unscrupulous. Today, they're going to be building on that. The news conference is just about ready to get underway. The governor is here along with the attorney general and other mayors from around New Jersey. They're going to be building on yesterday's announcement. And in today's, they're expected to talk about increasing oversight of, again, unscrupulous gun dealers and also a plan to track ex-cons who actually did time on gun crimes.
Now, in addition to these gun control measures, the mayor also wants to implement new high-tech gunshot detection cameras in the worst neighborhoods. They would swivel at the sound of gunfire. Now, a lot of folks have concerns about how good these devices are. Do Newark residents support this kind of policing?
It's a little early to tell at this point. There's already an existing network of about 30 of these cameras in place. Ultimately, once everything is set and they plan on having this all finished by next summer, there's going to be a total network of about 120 cameras combined with noise detection devices that will allow them to pinpoint the location of gunshots. At this point, the city has really been coming together in the wake of these awful shootings here. At this point, I'd have to think that a majority of the city residents would be in favor of just about anything that's going to make a difference in terms of cracking down on gun violence.
What about the racial politics of the police department? Newark's two top cops are now both white, breaking a decades-old tradition in this majority black city of having at least one of them be black. Is that something folks are buzzing about?
Not at this point. Again, people have really come together following the shootings. But when you look at the city of Newark, traditionally, it is a place with strong hometown loyalties, very suspicious of outsiders. So when Mayor Cory Booker announced shortly after taking office that he was bringing in somebody from the New York City Police Department to be the police director, that was greeted and still is to this day, in fact, greeted with some suspicion. So now, establishing your acting chief, who is white, as your permanent chief, that has raised some hackles, especially among the city council. One of the mayor's biggest supporters, the council president, Mildred Crump, says this is something that's going to be polarizing. Another of the councilmen, Don Payne Jr., says that it's really denigrating towards African Americans. Beyond the political structure, though, it remains to be seen exactly whether or not the people in Newark are really going to be up in arms about this, or will buy into what the mayor is saying, that this appointment, along with a raft of seven deputies who he also announced this week, many African Americans and Hispanics, simply reflect the true diversity of the city.
Let's take a quick turn to this ongoing murder investigation. Three young folks killed. What do we know about the people who've been arrested and about whether or not it was a gang-related motive?
The prime suspect in custody right now is 28-year-old Jose Carranza. He was picked up last week. Actually, he turned himself in personally to the mayor in a stunning turn of events. It's just been an incredible couple of weeks here since this shooting. We don't know anything about the two other people in custody. They're both juveniles, and as such, no information has been released on them. They are continuing to look for three others, two more juveniles, and the one that they've identified is 24-year-old Rodolfo Godinez, who's a Nicaraguan national who's actually had past scrapes with the law. In fact, he's on the lam. He was supposed to show up for a court appearance in 2003 on a robbery charge. He blew that off, and he hasn't been seen since. Authorities looked for him for a couple of years, but they called his house, I believe, in 2005, and a woman said he'd left the country, and they pretty much stopped looking for him after that.
Now, the idea or the specter of illegal immigration has taken a star turn in the case. The suspect, Jose Carranza, is apparently in the U.S. illegally. This has become all the talk on cable news channels, for example. Is this dividing the city?
No, not at this point. And it's interesting. We had one of our regular call-in shows with the mayor late last week. And in one of the segments, he brought along two ministers representing the community, one African-American, one Hispanic. And the agreement in the room and the agreement, the tone that we got really from the people who were calling in was, if you cut us, we all bleed red. So there's not finger pointing going on of this being a racial incident. And Mayor Booker on down among the city representatives have been very quick to point out that this was not a racial incident.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.
Andrew Meyer is an anchor and reporter for member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, and he joined us from their studios.